Right. Hallelujah. Before I read the word this morning, I just want to remind you that there is a sale going on in the bookstore. They have some awesomely good books, if that's correct to say it that way. And if the snow ever comes and you get to the point you can't get out of your house, have you some good books around to read. Amen. Would you please stand? I want to read out of the word this morning. I'm going to read out of Psalm 46. Found out some very, very interesting things about this psalm. That's just awesome. And the heading in my Bible is God, the refuge of his people, and the conqueror of the nations. How about that? Isn't that strong? That sounds mighty, doesn't it? Well, you'll recognize the first verse if you don't any of the others. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. Wow. There's no reason to be afraid. There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made the desolations in the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. A present help, I'm reading some notes from New King James, means that a help that has been found to be reliable or proven to be a reliable stronghold in the past so that any future calamity is no reason to fear. Amen? God has proven himself, right? Another note I want to read is this. When it says, be still, sometimes we sing that and we go, get real quiet. But in the context of where this, and this is what I did not know. If I knew it, I'd forgotten it. When it says, he says, be still and know that I am God, it means it's a call of God's authority. He is saying to the enemy and to the nations, cease and desist. It is I, God, who will be exalted in victory. You do not have a chance of winning. So from now on, when we say, be still and know that I am God, he's not saying, church, get quiet. He's saying, devil, you're defeated. You've lost. We've won, church. Be still and know that I am God. It's just like when Jesus spoke to the storm. And the Bible says he literally whipped the waters. He whipped them. When he said, be still to the storm, it's the same thing. It's a war thing. I mean, isn't that awesome? You know, the word reveals something new every day. So instead of getting quiet from now on, when I go, be still and know that I am God, I'm going to get excited and I'm going to shout to God because he's saying I'm in charge. I am the great God over all the earth. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Well, let's worship him today.
Is your unfailing love? Your promise spoken, mercy over me. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no heart can fully know how glorious, how beautiful you are. Beautiful one, I love. Beautiful one, I adore, beautiful one, my soul. to see. The beauty of your majesty awakes my heart to see. How marvelous, how wonderful you are. Beautiful one, I love. Beautiful one, I adore. Beautiful one, my soul must sing. Beautiful one, I love. Beautiful one, I adore. Beautiful one, my soul must my heart with this love, cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. You open my eyes to your wonders anew. You captured my heart with this love, cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. Beautiful one, I love. Beautiful one, I adore. Beautiful one, my soul must sing. Beautiful one, I love. Beautiful one, I adore. Beautiful one, my soul must sing.
Come on, church, damn it. You're getting acquainted with this song. Let's worship and praise Him this morning with it. Hallelujah.
Wonderful, so wonderful is your unfailing love. Your cross has spoken mercy over me. No eye has seen, no ear has heard. I can fully know how glorious, how beautiful you are. Beautiful one, I love. Beautiful one, I adore. Beautiful one, my soul must sing. Powerful, so powerful. Your glory fills the skies. Your mighty works displayed for all to see. The beauty of your majesty awakes my heart to see. How marvelous, how wonderful you are. Beautiful one, I love. Beautiful one, I adore. Beautiful one, my soul must sing. Beautiful one, I love. Beautiful one, I adore. Beautiful one, my soul must sing. Beautiful one.
praise
yes,
God.
Lord, we bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Beautiful one.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Are there any believers in the house this morning?
Amen. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, you know, we've been in several situations this week that it's situations. I know we're all in different ones, but these are kind of life-threatening situations that people need somebody to encourage them and say, you can believe. You can believe. Hallelujah. So something was stirring in my heart this morning, and I just kept saying, you know, we just want to begin declaring again, I'm a believer. I believe. I believe.
In the power of God, I believe in the power of His Word, I believe in His everlasting love, I believe in the Lord, I believe in the power of God, I believe in the power of His Word, I believe in His everlasting love, I believe in the Lord. I believe in the Lord. If I stumble, I remember what I read in His Word, and then I rise up and take a stand on what I've heard. I believe in the power of God. I believe in the power of His Word. I believe in His everlasting love. I believe in the Lord. I believe in the Lord. I'm so thankful.
Yes.
He is able to meet all of my needs. And His power is working mightily in me. 'Cause I'm a believer. And His truth has set me free. I'm a believer. He has won the victory. I'm a believer. And the devil is under my feet. I'm a believer. God has crushed the enemy.
Yeah.
that I am God.
That I am God.
Amen. And don't get quiet on me now when you say that. Amen.
Hallelujah.
There's power behind that.
Hallelujah.
It's like speaking to the storms. It's like speaking to anything else in your life. It's be still and know that I am God. Amen. Amen. I dare you to believe this morning. I dare you. Double dare you to get a double blessing. Amen. A mountain that you know you cannot climb. Your enemy's approaching. You hear him coming from behind. There's trouble all around you. There's no place to run away. But there's a voice that's deep inside you, yeah. We'll say it's time to stand in faith. Oh,
I dare to believe.
Come on now.
That miracles happen here. That mountains still move. And demons still flee. From the God that we serve, He's much more than able. So don't be afraid to stand up and say, I dare to believe. There's a miracle inside you. It's just a mustard seed of faith. But by the mighty hand of God now, you know the tiny seed was placed. And though the world may try to crush you,
come on.
It can never keep you down. Soon the life of God inside you, yeah, will come breaking through the clouds. Oh, I dare to believe that miracles happen here. That mountains still move. And demons still flee. God that we serve, He's much more than able. So don't be afraid to stand up and say, I dare to believe.
Come on now, church, say.
No matter what the doubters tell you, no matter what the devil says, no matter what anybody else does, you just keep trusting Jesus. You see, it won't be wrong. That God is right and the doubters are wrong. Oh, I dare to believe,
yes,
that miracles happen. That mountains still move. And demons still flee. For the God that we serve, He's much more than able. So don't be afraid to stand up and say, I dare to believe.
I want to tell you something, church. There's something going on in the atmosphere this morning. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I needed it. But I'm here to tell you that God Almighty is saying, be still and know that I am God. What do you need to speak to today? What have you said back? You know, I got to talk to myself this morning. What am I sitting back letting the enemy tell me? Well, I tell you what, I know what the Word says. And I know my God's in control. My God is able. Amen. No matter what the doubters tell me, no matter what the devil says, you got to be still. You got to use that Word this morning. You're standing at a mountain that you know you cannot climb. Your enemy's approaching. You hear him coming from behind. There's trouble all around you. There's no place to run away. But there's a voice that's deep inside you, yeah. Oh, say it's time to stand in faith.
Oh, I dare to believe that miracles happen, that mountains still move, and demons still flee. For the God that we serve, He is much more than able.
Oh, yeah.
So don't be afraid to stand up and say, I dare to believe.
There's a miracle inside you.
Come on now.
It's just a mustard seed of faith. But by the mighty hand of God now, you know the tiny seed was placed. And though the world may try to crush you, can never keep you down. Go send the life of God inside you, yeah. We'll come and break it through the ground. Oh, I dare to believe that miracles happen, that mountains still move, and demons still flee. For the God that we serve, He is much more than able. So don't be afraid to stand up and say, I dare to believe.
Come on now, I don't know what you need to speak to this morning.
No matter what the doubters tell you, no matter what the devil says, no matter what anybody else does, you just keep trusting Jesus. You'll see it won't be long that God is right and the doubters are wrong. Oh, I dare to believe that miracles happen, that mountains still move, and demons still flee. For the God that we serve, much more than able. So don't be afraid to stand up and say, I dare to believe. No, don't be afraid to stand up and say, I dare to believe. Yes,
yes, yes. Amen.
Yes,
oh, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we praise you and we magnify you. We worship your holy name, Lord. This is what we bring this morning, Father God, from our hearts. We don't necessarily bring it's not the song. It's what's coming out of our hearts this morning. And we're going to worship and we're going to praise you and give you the place that you deserve this morning in this church and in our lives. As we come before you with hearts to worship. Praise you, Jesus.
When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus.
Lift up and encourage and heal in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God.
King of endless worth, no one could express how much. yours every single breath.
Come on now.
I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made it, and it's all about you. It's all about you,
Jesus.
I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made it, when it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus.
As we worship, as
we
praise you, as we worship and praise you,
magnify your name.
You may be seated or you may be stand for this song. It's talking about even now.
Hallelujah. Before you do that, let's do a prayer.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Before we do this last song, we're going to do our prayer. We had a special prayer for, I prayed with Lydie over here because she's going to be leaving. She may have already left. She's going to the hospital in Somerset to see Ken Babcock, who is Doug's, that comes here to church, his father. And he's having some heart problems. And he's over there. And so we just prayed with Lydie
and his wife,
Jerry. She's on the prayer list too. But we prayed with Lydie and in the presence here, and said, just take this anointing with you and go over there and
Amen.
Minister to them.
Amen.
And then we have some other names here: Jasmine Domack, Edwin Jackson. He's got a virus today. He needs healing from that. Dimple Buck needs a healing. Robert Turner for salvation. Carla Turner for a healing. Raven Franklin needs a healing. I already mentioned the Babcocks and Belinda Coomer. Healing for our newborn twins. Joe Lemon needs some strength and recovery from some medical procedures he's been going through, and just to be lifted up and healed. And that group that you gave me on the list is
right.
Laying on the table at home.
We want to pray for Lee Turner this morning. She's going to hear some more results. And that song, Dare to Believe, was for her. So I'm hoping sometime this week when he gets online that she can... She can hear it, because I told her we'd be singing that this morning, declaring that we dare to believe this morning. Hope Cross, keep her mother in prayer. They've had to put a trach in, and she's fighting for her life. And thank you all that you have been up to see my mom. I know it blessed her. Sometimes she remembered to tell me that somebody was there, and sometimes she didn't, so... But I thank you right now for going to see my mom and blessing her.
Yeah, she, you see, anybody been to see you, and her general reaction is, not that I know, I'm seeing anybody today. And then we find out later that some of you were by.
That's all right.
But just keep on going by.
Right, and we want to pray for Glenn Seaton. He's had to have another round of eye surgery, so lift him in your prayers.
And some of you that have been here for a while will probably remember a gentleman used to attend church here several years ago, the name of Phil Sullivan. Phil passed away this week. And so pray for his family.
We have a friend, his name is Zul Yarberry. He's going through, his kidneys are trying to shut down.
Mm-hmm. I graduated from high school with him.
I saw another hand over here. Denise.
Kathleen's mother asked me to, she's asking different churches for prayer, to pray because they're going for a custody situation.
Who's this now?
Chad Wheat.
Chad Wheat. Okay. And then Pat.
Clarence Kilmer.
Are there other prayer requests? Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's just go before God. Why are we going before God? Because we believe. How are we going before God? Through the blood of Jesus Christ. So we find ourselves now stepping into the presence of God to make our request known, that we might find grace to help in the time of need at His throne of grace. So Lord God, King of kings, Lord of lords, creator and sustainer of all things, we come, Lord God, on the basis of the blood of Your Son, to stand in front of You this morning and give You praise and honor and worship to recognize You for who and what You are. For the hope, Lord God, that we have in You.
for the strength that comes from our relationship with You. And Lord God, we count it a privilege. And Lord God, in the beginning, You established fellowship with Your creation. You came down and walked with our ancestors. You, Lord God, made Yourself available to them. And we know that when Your Son, Jesus Christ, died on that cross and that curtain was split from top to bottom, You made it possible to come into our presence and for us to come into Yours. You didn't tell us to come timidly and reluctantly. Your Word says, come boldly. Not because of who we are, but because of who Jesus is. Not because of what we've done, but because of what He did. And Lord, we're very well aware of the fact that not one person on this prayer list this morning was not included in the ones that Jesus died for. When He died to forgive us our iniquities and heal our diseases, it included everyone on this prayer list. It included everyone, Lord God, that has been voiced before You this morning. Every name that's been spoken out already in this place, Lord God. And we thank You. We thank You that You've heard those names and that You're at work on their behalf. As the Savior, as the Healer, as the Deliverer, as the Provider, as the Advocate, as the Comforter. Every one of them, Lord God, that's been named before You. Every name on this list below my hand. This list, Lord God, has been brought into Your presence. And I thank You, Father, in Jesus' name. And Father, I just lift up everyone that's in this room this morning. And everyone that's listening to this broadcast live, and anyone that will listen to it later on, that You, Lord God, would meet their needs. You stir their hearts. Open their eyes and let faith arise that they, Lord God, would look to You and that they would trust in You. And Lord God, we pray for our nation. We pray for those that are in authority in our country. We pray, Lord God, for the rulers of other nations. You said pray for all those who are in authority. But Lord God, in the midst of all of our prayers for all of them, let it be stated that our hope is still in the Lord, who made heaven and earth. And that being part of Your kingdom supersedes being part of any other kingdom on this earth. But Lord God, we seek to obey Your Word, to submit to those who are in authority, and to pray for those in authority. And I thank You, Lord God, for helping us to do that. I thank You, Father, for meeting the needs of every person under the sound of my voice right now. I thank You, Lord God, that we can have whatever we believe You for. We can have, Lord God, whatever You've offered. And to that end, Lord God, we give you praise and glory and honor. In the matchless name of Jesus. Amen. And we're going to do this last song, and if the Lord moves on your heart and you have a need of some kind that you feel like you need to come forward and be prayed over, stand in the presence of the Lord about, you feel free to do that. But let's enter into God's presence and worship Him one more time.
Amen.
Even
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for honoring what she has asked. And we believe for her to receive it right now in Jesus' name. You're in charge, Lord. You're in charge. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Every door to open that needs to open in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Favor where favor is needed. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Of God, rise up.
Even now.
above the circumstances in Jesus' name.
Even now.
Rising up. Amen. Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We praise you this morning. We magnify you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We worship and we praise
you. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Church, let's just pray. Let's just worship God. As he said, even now it's what he's waiting on.
Call unto me in a day of trouble, I'll deliver you.
It destroys every yoke that knows every need.
Thank you, Lord God, in the
name of
Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We lift it up.
Everything
Hallelujah.
In her life,
Hallelujah.
You're in charge of, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise
everything
the Lord.
That's going on,
praise the Lord.
You're Lord over it.
Praise
because
the
we
Lord.
Declare that.
Praise the Lord.
Because we allow praise you to be. She allows you to be, Lord God. She's turning loose everything, Lord God, that she's having to deal with. Declaring you're Lord over it. Your Lord over it. And thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father, for the light of victory. For the light of victory.
My Jesus, my Savior.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, there is none like the wonders of your mighty love.
Always been with you.
My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge, strength. Let every breath, all that I have, never cease to worship
thank
you,
Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
Shout to her third soul and heart on the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days, I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love.
You're my comfort,
my comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord of the earth, let us sing.
Come on now.
Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I love you, forever I'll stand. Now mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hand. Forever I love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have. Nothing compares to the promise I have. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
Hallelujah.
What's necessary?
Hallelujah.
What's needed in
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name?
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, Lord God, the power of your
presence.
The power of your presence, Lord God.
You feel Jesus, church. Come on.
I feel Jesus. And my soul doth burn within me. I feel Jesus in this place.
I feel Jesus.
And hold fast to your confession of
faith. I feel
Lord,
Jesus.
And I will bring you
in this place. And my soul does burn within me.
Thank you.
I feel Jesus. He's in this place.
Thank you, Father.
Hear these praises from a grateful heart. Each time I think of you, the praises start. I love you so much, Jesus. I love you so much.
Thank you, Lord God.
Lord, I love you. My soul sings in your presence, carried on your wings. I love you so much, Jesus. I love you so much. How my soul longs for you. Longs to worship you forever in the power and majesty. Lift my hands, lift my heart, lift my voice toward the heaven, for you are my salvation. Hear these praises from a grateful heart. Each time I think of you, the praises start. I love you so much, Jesus. I love you so much.
Tell more time. You love him so much.
I love you so much, Jesus. I love you so much.
Hallelujah. I just want to say this. I got a sense of the presence of God this morning. I heard many, many voices. I heard many voices as we were ministering up here. And by that, I don't mean voices that, you know, like... I mean, it was God's voice. It was God's voice. And I got the sense that He was speaking a word to so many people here this morning that it was almost like in the spirit you were in a room where there was a lot of conversations going on and you could tell there was a lot of communication, but you really couldn't understand or hear what anybody particularly was saying to anybody else. And I know if you search your heart that during this service and a lot of it during the time when we've been worshiping here and ministering, that God has spoken to your heart. He said something to you. And you need to pay attention to it. Amen. And if He says something to you between now and the end of the service, you need to pay attention to it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We don't always need to get a word from God through somebody else for us to pay attention to what God's telling us.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! This is good this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you.